T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
David Haw, one of the many MVPs of the press conference yesterday, really appreciated Kevin Fishbane, of course, Mark Potash, too, and Adam Hoge. Just asking the questions that needed to be asked, whether it was Hoge asking about the structure of Ted being involved in the hiring process, but then they don't report to him anymore because he has better things to do. Is that what I am to understand?
Then start them now. If they're that interesting and that important, he can get on with it now.
But that's the part of this that I also think stands to be discussed and is a bit confusing. So Hoge asked that. We had Mark Potash just simply ask George McCaskey about his own record as chair, which I thought was salient, to say the least. And then we had David Haw ask the obvious question about the obvious elephant in the room and how it seemed to be purposefully ignored by the one person it shouldn't have been.
Hey, George, to go back to Justin Fields a little bit, given the investment in him, giving up the first round pick this year and whatnot, if a candidate says that he doesn't like him, doesn't want to keep him, wants to move on, would that automatically discount them or disqualify them from the position of GM or coach?
Well, I think I've said before, I don't entertain hypotheticals. We're interested in hearing what the candidates have to say about the development of the entire football organization, and especially the quarterback position. We want to know what their plan is to develop that position for us.
But just to follow up on that, because I think that's a critical question. I think what we're asking is, it's not a hypothetical. If the candidate, you're a fan and you say that you like what you see in Justin Fields, but if somebody who is a football person that you're interviewing, a head coach candidate or a GM, has reservations about his potential, does that potentially disqualify that person from getting a job with you?
Well, I don't want to get into a semantics debate with you, but the first word of your question was if. That to me presents a hypothetical, and we don't know what the candidates have had to say because we haven't interviewed any of them yet. We want to know what their plan is for that position for the Bears.
Is thinking Justin Fields can be a franchise quarterback a prerequisite for either the general manager or the head coach of the Bears?
We want to know what their plan is for the quarterback position for the Bears.
That's a non-answer answer. And that is David Haw and Adam Johns with a logic trap on George McCaskey. Now, it needs to be said, George McCaskey is a former prosecutor. That is McCaskey is a former assistant state's attorney. He's a former prosecutor.
And a fan.
And he just got trapped by the easiest question there.
Why are you so willing to mention Roquan Smith and David Montgomery by name in this press conference? Never mind the fact that Robert Quinn just broke your franchise's record. You know, the one that you take so seriously because it means there's history and context there with this team. And you won't mention Justin Fields by name? By name.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
Well, fans mention his name. Fans want him to succeed. Fans understand that that is the most important position on the field. What is that disrespect?
I know that they feel very strongly about guys who they reward the Brian Piccolo Award, right? They give an award to a rookie and a vet each year, and they say it exemplifies courage, loyalty, teamwork, dedication, sense of humor, embodying what Brian Piccolo stood for. And for years, they've to the Bears themselves, to the McCaskey family, this has meant a big deal. David Montgomery is a winner of the Brian Piccolo Award. Roquan Smith is a member of the Brian Piccolo Award, and that may inform why they do some of these things. Just
was that the reason George mentioned Darnell Mooney last year in the press conference, and then they subsequently tried to make him the number one receiver this year despite paying Allen Robinson the franchise tag fee?
He is also a winner of the Brian Piccolo Award. I see a name here. 1, 2, 3, 4 Brian Piccolo Awards for Olin Krutz. He's a four-time winner of that award that elevates you to such status in the history of two that merits your name. I'm obscuring the point that you're making, and I don't mean to do that. Why not mention Fields if he's if his presence and his future, and I mean presence in the fact that he's on your roster right now, the fact that not his presence, but his presence is going to so dramatically affect the hiring of someone who's expected to be a visionary. Justin Fields is that important, but you can't mention his name?
And you wonder why you need outside help. Because the game has passed you by so far that you don't understand how important the quarterback is to a modern NFL team. In fact, we're having trouble contextualizing it in the last 5 years, and you're seeing the struggles of rookie quarterbacks on display. Oh, except for the one where the team fully committed to him in New England. That one seems to be going well. They also had enough good players around him to absorb the risk of having him make mistakes because they were still winning. Fancy that thought.
I asked Hub yesterday that same question. I said, what if you sit down with your best possible candidate? That guy's, yeah, you know, you made a mistake on Fields. I don't like him. We gotta find a way to fix that or find a way to find some other options here. I've never been a fan. I'd like to go in a different direction. If that keeps you from hiring the smartest, best person, that's the ultimate bearsing. That's bearsing. You got to keep this coach. You got to keep this coordinator. You got to keep this personnel guy. You got to keep this, got to keep this, got to keep this. That's the sourdough starter that keeps the Bears the Bears.
Well, it already happened. It happened in the press conference when you heard the names of who was involved. That already happened. But it also means whose team is it? Because if you're letting the actions of previous people who you fired still affect the present team, then whose team is that? Is it theirs, the people you fired? Or is it yours? Or is it the person you're trusting to be the football man? Because are you hamstringing that person?
Probably somehow yes is the answer. And if that reason or that incapacitation isn't clear now, with the Bears, it always is after the fact.
It also tells me when you're willing to mention two people by name in a press conference and not another, given the value of their respective positions, then where did you stand on that decision you trusted Ryan Pace with? Because this was something we were concerned about at the beginning of last year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.